Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm, Mr. Black Dot. I mistimed all of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
I'm sorry.
Off today. Like, you live in another dimension.
Yeah, I mistimed all of that. Thank you guys for joining us. We're here with you. We appreciate that you're here.
Yes, yes.
What's good, everybody?
Always a pleasure to have the family here.
Yes.
Super excited to spend some time for show 376.
376, man.
But I've been told that we're almost at 1,000 videos.
Yeah.
Collectively. That is a lot of work put in, bro.
Yeah, man.
That is a lot of work put in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of it.
Yes, me too.
You know what I mean? So, I'll ask you, since you slow today,
right?
How was your weekend?
Your week, should I say. I'm the slow one. My week was good. It went by kind of fast.
Okay.
It went by really, really fast. It was productive, though.
Okay.
So that's good.
Always good to be productive.
Yes. How was your week?
Same as usual, man.
Yeah.
Alive, well, kicking. You know what I'm saying? Ready to get this thing on and popping.
Yes. Oh, and also, we did it. We've been working a lot this week. I guess.
Yeah.
So for the members, we got another podcast episode for you guys.
We got our first urban exclusive.
Yes.
Episode one in the can.
It'll be ready this weekend for you guys, just for y'all.
Just for the members.
Just for y'all.
And I'm gonna tell you now, it's gonna be hard hitting from this point on.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of PG-13 in it here. We getting back to that hard stuff.
Yes.
And them subjects that, you know what I'm saying, interest you for the members only. So that's going to be a thing every week, four times a month. There's going to be an exclusive full-length podcast in the can for those members. Now, did you put up the dum-dum video? Not dum-dum as if the people are dumb, but how to navigate.
Oh, I did. Yes. Yes, I did. That's
for
in the
dummies.
That's in the membership as well. I screen recorded it, showed everybody kind of where everything is.
Because it is challenging.
It's a little challenging. You'll get it. Just like y'all got the first one. Y'all get this one.
Okay. So get in there.
That's
and
it.
Learn how to navigate through our system.
And there's a few more people that need to reach out to me for the membership issues. But
yes.
info@urbanx.nyc. And we're going to get you squared away, man.
And I had somebody who said they tried to sign up and they said that their credit card was fraudulent. But it wasn't fraudulent. And they're not mad at me and you, but the system. So we need to fix that. Right. You and I have the same sweater. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Sincere
love to God.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's for the master's table.
Somebody said, I was watching y'all since episode 31. Y'all was,
That's a long time ago. That is a long time ago.
Jeez.
We've had a baby since then. Not we, but.
Yeah. No, it wasn't even like a thought.
Sheesh. And I told you, we have to interview Noble. We're going to bring him on the big screen.
One day, yeah.
And because he has a lot to say, and I think he wants to tell the family about the shit you've been doing, and he needs an audience. So we're going to bring him on the screen one day, and we can give him about 35, 40 seconds to get off.
Okay.
And in baby whatever, he's going to tell us what's going on, because he is the heir to the throne.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that means I'm over.
Yeah, because.
Is it the number one grandfather and grandson show?
How you just kick me out? He wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this.
But you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this. So and Noble can do a great show about toys and shit.
This is true.
All right. You know, I'm always thinking ahead of the game. Yeah. So, you know.
That's funny.
But let's do a roll call.
Real quick, also, we have the Zodiac shirts. Every sign is up now. Every sign is up.
Had some people call me, I don't see it, son. It's up now.
It's up. So if you go to shopurbanx.com.
It's up and it's up.
Yes. Every sign. Rep what you are. Who are you? If you Virgo, we Virgo. I am Virgo. If you Aries.
I'm Virgo too. You Virgo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We Virgos up here.
You know what I'm saying? If you Libra, you Scorpio, whatever.
Mama God is a Sag. She got that Sag energy.
No, Sag is cool.
And she got that fire, bro.
Yeah, no, they cool though, you know.
Yeah, that fire.
I got my mother, she's an Aries.
She's an Aries.
So I got my mother a shirt.
Okay, so she got a shirt too?
Yeah, she got a shirt.
All right. Yeah. All right. So everybody getting their stuff in, so now you can get it. You know, my theory didn't work. I'm thinking you don't want your sign until you get close to your day, but you might want to rep your sign anytime because it's yours.
That's what it is.
And we also have Dear Mama. We had all the mama shirts.
Oh, yes.
You all appreciate it. We got all the mama shirts because what's going to happen is we're running up on Mother's Day.
And they're going to want this shirt. They're going to order it the day before Mother's
Day. The day before and expect us to.
Yeah, is it a way I could get it?
Tie it to a pigeon.
Yeah.
And get the shit to you because you didn't plan in advance. You got to plan these things in advance.
Oh, man. Customer service is funny,
customer
man.
Customer service is crazy.
Yeah, it's
and
like...
I blame Amazon. I'm telling you.
Yeah, 100%.
Amazon.
100%.
Oh, maybe we should have an UrbanX Prime.
Oh.
We might be able to charge you an arm and a leg for that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
UrbanX Prime. Give us $50 a month.
To get your stuff a day
we will
earlier.
Hand deliver your shit, you know, for $50 a month. Shit, I'll bring your shit myself. Ding, ding. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, all right. Well, just thinking out loud.
That's
you know
funny.
What I mean? But in the meantime and in between time, all the Mother's Day joints are up. And grandmothers and baby mamas since, you know.
We don't got baby mamas.
We should have.
No, we don't got baby mamas.
Out of all your seven baby daddies, I know you feel that I'm the one that was the closest to you. Happy Mother's Day.
That's a terrible shirt.
That's a dope shirt. That's got to be hood related. See, you're not thinking, you're thinking politically correct stuff.
Nah,
I'm thinking how the mamas in the hood. I appreciate you giving me your tax return when I said I was going to turn that into a big profit and it didn't work. But still, I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. For funding my mixtape.
You know, I was in the studio, in the closet with the hanger and everything. And you know what I'm saying? The dream didn't come alive, but I still love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Jesus Christ.
I know I drank the kids' juice, sippy sips, and new bologna sandwiches, and sent them to school with a gun in his bag, and you took the charge for me. Happy Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Gotta have some spunk behind them shirts.
Gosh, man.
And we will sell out of them shirts.
Thank
but
you.
No,
thank you for the super chat.
We want to go with your little corny. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's number one. You the best. I love you. I mean, anybody can make that shirt. I'm trying to tell y'all something here, man.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. But we'll do things you guys' way.
Goodness.
So.
That's a quick roll call. Thank you for the super chat.
Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it.
Springfield, Massachusetts. Evansville, Indiana, Tuscan, Arizona. I'm saying the name right now. Tennessee in the building. What's good? I saw Alabama, Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Mississippi in the building.
Richmond, VA, Cincinnati, Louisville.
Yeah, Georgia's in the building.
What's good? Connecticut, Chicago.
Naptown, stay in the building.
What's good with y'all out there?
Austin, man. Texas in the building. Who over there?
Chicago, y'all.
Y'all
out there whining.
Steve Canal, my God, is
What's
in the
good?
Building.
What's good?
Appreciate you, King. Appreciate
you. He's from Milwaukee. Lord knows. He be everywhere, man. Downtown.
Yeah. Lord knows, moves around.
Everywhere, man.
You know what I mean? He definitely gets around.
Harlem NYC, thank y'all for joining. We appreciate y'all. It's Tucson. Oh, it's Tucson. Oh, okay. I've been
Tucson,
saying.
Tucson, Arizona.
I thought it was Tucson. Whatever, man. Tucson, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm slow. Y'all smart.
From a nigga Arizona Ron from Tucson. Yeah, push the black Yukon. Yeah,
you said the slow grooves on. Mostly right to Isley. You got it right.
Come on now.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking? And happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420.
To everybody who participates.
You know what I'm saying? And since I don't smoke anymore, if you need some piss for work, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I will mail the piss out to you, Amazon Prime.
You mean UrbanX Prime?
UrbanX Prime. You can get that piss for Monday's test. You know, make sure you pass. We selling piss. We selling piss, baby. We selling. We selling piss.
Oh my God! All right, let's start the show.
All right, let's just get this thing started.
You are tuned into the sounds.
I never know where this shit is going. This
okay, but it is 420. Yesterday, 419, is that Hitler's birthday?
Yeah, that's Hitler's birthday. So usually there is some mass killings or something as a ritual to Hitler. And because there are a lot of people who secretly still honor Hitler and his body of work. And they don't do it overtly. Mm. So a lot of it is covert. And they keep their heroes alive covertly. And so usually around that time or within this, you know, week or so, you may see something massive. And while you niggas getting rocked to sleep on 420, they're, you know, putting something in place. Also, 420 this year has to do with a lunar eclipse and it's Mercury retrograde. So, bro, that's a lot of energy going on at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's a weird conjunction of things happening. And so let's keep all of that in mind as we speak about the. But the 420, of course, is a celebratory time for those who delve in the herbs. And now that the laws have changed so much regarding the herbs, more people are openly smoking, celebrating, drinking tinctures, gummies, whatever it is that you do. And so
I feel like when everything was illegal, 420 was like cooler.
It had a little bit more.
Yeah, like,
because you felt that you was doing something that
you know?
Was rebellious, so to speak. And you know, you was doing it and everybody in your mix was doing it and we don't care. This is our day.
Yeah.
And now that it is, the government is getting a piece of the PC because that's all that really means.
Yo, you know what I'm noticing? So I'm noticing a lot of smoke shops pop up in New York City, right?
Yes.
Like sometimes three in the same like neighborhood.
Yes.
Like it's a lot that's popping up. But there's a lot of young black people who owning these who are becoming like business owners as a result of these smoke shops. At the same time, I'm noticing a lot of crime happening inside of these smoke shops. I saw at least four killings as like in smoke shops, not myself, but just like security footage in New York City going around. So you know, I don't want when an opportunity becomes to people to start making some legit money for just the energy to kind of taint what's happening, and then they, as a result, if crime is happening here, now cops, the police presence around these shops are going to increase now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just messes with your business.
Yeah, well, part of it has to do with the fact that if you have an illegal smoke shop,
that's happening.
Then you're trying to deal with cash only.
Yeah, that's happening.
And so that the trail cannot be so... Hustlers are hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves are wolves. So they know this is an open spot in which I can, you know what I mean, If I'm trying to rob the place, because a lot of that is happening, I'm going to get some cash. Because you're not trying to walk out with 50-pound bags of weed.
Right.
That getaway is going to be really keystone-like. You know what I mean? Unless you come in the middle of the night and wipe them out. So this is a cash and carry situation. But also hovering around the weed spots are people who are smoking weed and people who are trying to get weed. Because what I notice is around the liquor stores, what do you see around liquor stores, especially in the hood? Dudes hanging around a liquor store looking to get a taste. Those who are alcoholics who don't have money, you know what they know? If they hang around the liquor store long enough, somebody will come. I've done it many times myself. And, yo, brother, come on, help me out a little something. Give him a little something. He'd come out with two cups. Yeah. And now I'm sitting in the front of the liquor store hearing about his life stories and shit like that. And so, you know what I'm saying? So,
Steve said, we opened House of Cannabis Museum in Soho. Five immersive floors, THC NYC education on the leaf. Shouts out.
Shouts out. Come on, Steve. You put me on.
We didn't get the invite. Like,
hey, come on now. I want to come there and smell some of the essence.
We didn't get the invite. What's up,
come
man?
Come on now. I know you're busy. Steve is busy. But we'll come down and check that spot out. Five immersive floors.
Hey, we got to be.
My Lord.
Yeah, man.
Can I get a job in that place? I'll leave you in a minute, Malcolm. Anyway.
I got to get. I got to check that out.
Around the liquor store are, so now around the weed spots are going to be hanger-ons. You know how they say, yo, this nigga come put the blunt down. He ain't never got no money, but he always want to smoke. Mm-hmm. And now that spot is the spot where action is always going to take place.
What? So even the people who are like you said, the illegal ones, like they're smoke shops, because technically you're supposed to just be selling like paraphernalia, like, you know, like papers, you know, hookahs, some bongs is getting so. But some of them, they're selling like actual.
Most of them are.
A lot
there's
of them,
only
yes.
five
legal
spots open in New York. Now, there's going to be many more from what I understand. But there's only a five or six of them that officially have their license. So everybody else, remember all the trucks they had in Times Square that they cleaned up because they were just mobiling.
That's right.
And then now you have to assess, not to move the conversation along, but some of these dudes get busted knowing that they're going to get busted and then it's going to restock and do it again.
But like,
you know?
Even as that business owner, I'm just talking, I'm just shooting right. But like, how do you like discern like who is, you know, who you can give that to? Because I feel like when operations like that, it's just like everybody just tells, man. Like,
yeah, but you, first of all, you're out in the open. So it's not a matter of, it ain't like back in the day, you used to go up in the building to the second floor and they took out the keyhole and, you know, I just put my money in and you get your weed and they cut the light out on that floor so nobody can see what's going on.
Yeah, I was living in.
Oh, no, we was living. I used to wait on lines, son, for cocaine. It's real weird in the Boogie Down Bronx and in some of the most treacherous neighborhoods. Like, dude, why am I here?
Damn.
You know what I mean? To get this little, you know, because it was a Friday night. Long story short, the 80s were a crazy time. All right, so now, so that used to be the format.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you had brothers who got advanced and they would deliver the weed to you, like Uber weed, and you know, hey, come by, and you have your customer base. And now these are storefront shops who, if the police wanted to go by and bust them all, they could. It's sort of like moving the vendors off the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we saw a situation this week in New York where a police officer, a woman, got busted in her head.
Yeah, she. I hope she resigned.
They were cleaning out the weed spot, the sheriffs and all that, and her partner were standing there and a derelict.
Yeah, he just looked like he just like...
He walked up.
Because I was trying to watch for like the moment, like it set him off. And he was just walking, and he looked like he was going to walk past, and then he saw her.
He just stopped and busted on the head with a bottle.
Yeah.
And then, what happened after that?
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, silly me.
You thought her training would kick in.
I thought New York's bravest.
Yeah.
I thought her training would kick in, and she would self-defense, do something, get him in the headlock. She got up out of there.
She was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, wait a minute, wasn't the training supposed to kick in and she was supposed to flip him over? And I've seen enough movies and bust him in the head. No, she was out.
Yeah, she was out of there.
And
like,
I'm pretty sure her superior would like to speak to her.
No, no. Like that had to.
This is now a training video of what not to do.
Yeah.
First of all, how are you going to let him creep up on you like that?
Yeah, who had your six?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Who had your six? Like, you supposed to be And what I noticed was, just like a black woman, she was sitting there and conversating with her partner. And let me tell you, child, because this time, bam, bust in the head. And she was supposed to be on, you know what I'm saying, checking out the, you know,
we tactical. You
we
know
pay you to be tactical.
Facts.
And for you to get bust in the head, and now all the new rookies coming in are watching your tape as what not to do.
Yeah, that was...
I hope she's okay.
Same. You know what I'm saying?
But just keeping it a bean
maybe,
on the skill set.
Maybe desk job, you know.
Yeah, put her at the desk and she can answer phone calls. And how may I help you?
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, sister, what's...
Yeah, because I mean, even if she had pulled the blicky, it was like, boom, 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 and fell down. I would have been like, well, you know, according to training, somebody busts you in your head, you immediately grabbed the joint, let off.
Yeah,
I'd have been like, that's too bad for him, but I get it, but.
Jeez, so, sending info, thank you for the super chat, said, don't trust none of these smoke shops. One love. Yeah.
I'm selling piss.
Well, all of like the fentanyl stuff that's creeping in, like the country, and how much fentanyl can actually kill you.
Oh,
dude, I know somebody from when I went to college. I know somebody who we got laced, and she wasn't right for a little while. Like
I know somebody who killed his family.
Mm. Oh yes, yeah. You're right.
His shit got laced, and he killed his family.
That's right.
So, it only take a little bit. Yeah. And I knew my man Larry from way back in the days. He was smoking dust, though. And that's a different story. And that dust twisted him out, man. Mm-hmm. And he jumped off the roof.
Yeah.
And so when you see how much fentanyl can end it all, it's bad. It's really
bad. They just busted like a few pounds of fentanyl, like 50 pounds. That just in boxes of like string beans or something like that.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder at what level of get high are you looking to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, if you smoke weed all day, then it really requires a higher strain. And that's where all these exotic blends come from. Pineapple dust and strawberry, this, that. We had Buddha and Cess and chocolate. That was it. And dirt weed. Now, dirt weed was the economic weed. And I get 5 joints out of a tray bag with no problems. We high all day. Yeah. And then, you know, we had a little extra dollars to get that Cess. It's less, more powerful. Right? So you gotta make an economic choice. What we doing this weekend, guys? How much money we got? We gonna get if we get a $5 pound bag of dirt, everybody's smoking weed. Yeah, you can have some, you know, $3, bag, but Sass or chocolate or Buddha or skunk, those were that was as exotic as it got. So now I looked at one dude's and it was like crystals in his weed.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's enough for me. And I've done, you name it, I've done it. But nowadays, I was down at the family reunion.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
And my uncle gave me like a gummy. Because everybody was, you know, doing their thing. And I was like, you know what? This is the night. I'm going to do it.
And then you did the number one rookie mistake.
That you never made.
You never do.
He gave me the gummy. He said, look, Wayne. And call me Wayne. He said, do me a favor. Take half. And I said, you know what, uncle?
You're right.
That's the most educated thing I'm going to do.
I'm going to take half.
So I bit half, right? But I had the other piece just in my hand. I didn't have no tissue. And I'm sitting there. We on the porch. And I'm, talking. And I was like, you know what? I just can't.
I don't feel this anyway.
I just can't. I don't feel it. Yeah. I just can't hold this.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I did? I ate the other half.
Yeah.
And that half said, hey, guys. I'm here, and then triggered this half, and now it was gang, and I'm in the car like this.
Yeah.
I went off to the side of the road behind a truck and threw up.
Damn.
Eli was the only one who saw me.
Damn.
He was like, yo, dad, what the hell was going on? Then I sat back down, I drank water, I ate a piece of chicken. It was the driest piece of chicken I ever had, because you know how that. Then I went and threw up again, blah, 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 blah. And then I fell asleep. And I woke up the next day. This is no exaggeration. I woke up the next day. We went to IHOP.
You threw up again?
No, I had breakfast. And it was my time to drive home. We're coming home now. I was like, I got this. That last, we're going to put last night behind us. I get behind the wheel. Mama Doc and Garrett get tough. And it kicked back in. I have no idea my uncle was on. And this shit kicked back in. Now I'm driving down the highway.
With the family in the car.
And the family in the car. And wife is like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I got this. Yeah, so no more.
Yeah. Edibles.
The edibles are the absolute worst.
Terrible, man.
And when you haven't done it in a while, it's like, it's just going, yo, this is a rookie.
Yeah.
His system is clean, son. Let's get him.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd have been better off just smoking the weed. Anywho.
Sleeping it off. Yeah. Well, that's that. That's
let that be a public service announcement. To all the kids watching, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, man. So we got to talk about Jonathan Majors, man. So the other day it came out that his PR firm that was working with him and his management dropped him. So when the first article I saw, my boy sent it to me, it said that he parted ways. So I thought like maybe he dropped him. Like maybe he said, y'all not doing this the right way. Y'all not, you know.
Right, that's
but
what I thought, yeah.
Everything after that said he got dropped from his management. He got dropped from his PR. He got dropped from a couple of big name movies that were slated to come out.
Ouch.
And as a citizen, I'm like, damn, they, you know, when it rains, it pours. Because we had stopped hearing about it after the initial story. That was in March. It was late March.
Somebody said, Jonathan has major problems. That is funny.
Yeah. So after like late March, we stopped hearing about it. After, you know, the text messages came out, we even said on here, text messages didn't really look too good.
Yeah, looked
but
a little
shaky. We didn't hear nothing about it. Did not hear nothing about it. And then when this comes out, now it's more alleged victims that are possibly lining up with allegations, cooperating with the Manhattan DA and all of this stuff. So it's just like, yo.
And what was your theory about this? Because
this is my theory. You know. My initial theory was that after this initially came out, like I said, in March, right? In late March. And the next day, remember, it got cleaned up very fast.
It did.
Right?
It did.
Very fast. It's like, oh, he called the cops. Misunderstanding. Like, he's innocent. Don't worry about it. Once the facts come out, he is good. Don't worry about it. Right? I think whoever it was came to him and said, listen, we're going to make this go away, but this is what you need to do. Mm. And he said, what you talking about? Like, I'm innocent. I didn't do nothing wrong. I don't need to do nothing. Nah, I'm good. He goes, no. Listen. We're going to make all of this go away, but you need to do this. Now, whatever this is, leave that up to your imagination. Leave it up to my imagination. Whatever this is.
Right.
And then he was just adamant. He goes, nah, I'm good. I'm innocent. Y'all seen it. I'm good.
What is innocent?
Yeah.
In the world of Hollywood.
Exactly.
Right? So we're going to show you something.
And he said, oh, okay, so you're not doing this.
So you're not going to go through door number two.
Yeah, he was like, nah, I'm good. He was, okay. And then they put the number, said, Operation Hang Another Black Man in Hollywood is in session.
I like it.
And because, yo, it's...
I can pull out a show.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can explain. That's the only thing I can kind of draw from that because...
It is perhaps a part of the humiliation ritual, you know, that goes through it. Remember, he did, not only did he do Ant-Man and Creed, he was a part of that Lovecraft.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Which is really a very spiritual movie and stuff. And so I do believe something else is going on because people got to understand this. They can make anything they want go away.
Yeah.
Or they can make anything that's not a story a story.
Because at this point, an allegation... You know what's crazy? Because like, people, you know, I feel like logical brain people are going, all right, well, he didn't get charged with nothing. Or like, this didn't even go to court. Like, we didn't even know. But everybody else is just going, allegation, that means he did it.
In the court of public opinion.
A Variety magazine headline? You did that.
Yes,
it's over.
Yes.
And it's cooked.
That's what they bank on in the court of public. And he wore the dress, right? He did.
He didn't wear a dress, but you know.
He had the pink stuff on. And he was hugging homie from that's a dress. Close to it.
But
and you would think that would be enough. Like, I wore the pink stuff. I hug homie.
And they were just like,
You know, behind him, very close.
It was just like, nah. And you know what? Again, when it comes to... it makes him look worse in the public eye as well with allegations. Because now people... Because he was... They were making him out to be like the front man of... masculine person, a masculine guy being in touch with his feminine side. Like, anytime, like, they asked him about being vulnerable, he had, like, a real smooth answer.
Yeah.
He was always, you know what I'm saying? And then now it's looking like, oh, no, well, he is a manipulator because he always has been an abuser. But Malcolm,
now that I look, get a close look at his face, he did that shit. He did that shit. No, I'm only fucking around. I mean, you know, but what I'm saying is, this is what Hollywood can do. The power. See, people think the magic is only in the movies. That ain't the real magic. The magic is everything outside of the movies. How they can create realities that, you know, that how you perceive things. That's where the real magic is. How they can make you a star or not make you a star. All of that. And it has not, I'm not going to say zero to do with what happens on the silver screen, but think off the screen as well.
And here's the thing, too. The last two characters he played in these last two movies, he looks like a big, black, angry, scary aggressor, right? He was Kane the Conqueror.
Kane the Conqueror.
He was the antagonist in Creed. You get what I'm saying? So even in Lovecraft, he wasn't that big. He just looked like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't associate that with an abuser, I would say, right? But now you see him and you think, this big dude was abusing people?
Yes, yes.
He did it.
And who are these phantom people that are ready to line up and come out? It, like somebody said in the chat, it sounded like the Deshaun Watson situation all over. You know what I mean? And we know that that came about the minute he demanded a trade, and the lawyer who lived next door to the owner was the one who brought all the charges. You can't tell me they not had a cookout all the time. They probably been neighbors for 30 years, and they very close. You can't tell me that there's no connection there.
But I will say this as well. I will say this as well, right? I always think to myself, right, if I was ever just get super famous, and then what would be the thing that people would dogpile on me for? Right? You always got to think about, I just say, you always think about that, right? Or just me. That's how my brain goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it would not be abuse. You'd be a damn liar.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So the fact that, I guess, a lot of people can come out and say that, or they can misconstrue something to make it seem that way, I don't know. Like, is he putting himself in that position? You get what I'm saying?
But let's also factor in, which is what I'd be trying to tell you, agents are everywhere.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So a lot of these women that you think are strippers or just chicks, these chicks are government informants. A lot of them got caught in credit card scam and all of that. And to work that off, they are now the eyes and ears of the federal government. See, we have this notion when we think of a snitch, that is some dude who just came home. No, think men, women, damn near children. Right. So a lot of these women, especially these high society strippers and girls who move in those circles. There's certain women, that's all they do is move in those circles. So they get in your mix and they gain your trust. You know what I mean? And they can provide information that nobody else can provide. And now you find yourself, you young, you a movie star, you knocking them down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No, knocking them down. You know what I'm saying? And as a result of that, you are not paying attention to the game.
Right.
You know, you're in the midst of the game, and you're not watching all the elements of the game. And there are people in your mix that gather that information that's needed and have enough. Look what happened to Tupac. Tupac is a perfect example. That girl gave him fellatio on the dance floor the night before or that week. And yet you're going to say, so we understand how these things work.
Yeah.
And see, once you trust no one, no one can really mess with you. So your circle has to remain so small.
And that's why I was initially so sad when the story just broke. Because I'm like, yo, you are right there. Like, somebody should be in your circle to go, listen, I don't care what it is. You stay out.
Was Karen with him the whole time?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he got bigger than Karen.
I don't know.
And wanted to dump Karen. And Karen went to work on
white
woman victim consciousness situation, which is going to garner the emotions of most people who already are pissed because this is a successful black man.
And
who knows?
I don't want you guys to get misconstrued that I believe the allegation. I'm not saying where there's smoke, there's fire. But what I'm saying is that... Because if you see a lot of the headlines, they're not saying what the abuse was. They're not saying who it was, right? You're just seeing headlines right now.
Right.
So it could be, if you remember like the Bill Cosby stuff, it was something like super thing, and like he, they was like lumped into, he raped 20 women. Like, wait, he didn't rape.
Yeah,
You get what I'm saying? Like the number was way inflated.
But Thomas's lawyer got finished, it went from 70 women to barely 20.
But then the damage was done.
But the damage was
right?
done.
So what are these abuse claims, are they saying? Like, you know.
And then I saw a video that said, because you know how the internet is famous now. They do their own investigative reporting. That same woman who claimed that
she was at a party,
was broke and all of that, she was at a party.
She was at a party that night, yeah.
That night. So that doesn't move or line up with someone who was assaulted and abused, but does that matter now? Because the public perception is what it is. I think it's time for a break.
Yeah, it's time for a quick commercial break.
Quick commercial break.
We shall return.
Yes. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back.
Yes.
Thank y'all for joining us. Don't forget to hit the like button if you're here watching right now.
Yes, if you're listening.
If you're listening, give us a rating and review. We'd appreciate it.
Rating and review. Also for our listeners, those four shows
We're going to have those available via subscription. If you're not trying to join the membership, but you want to listen to the extra shows.
Yes.
And, you know, the extra stuff we got, we'll have those available for you guys.
We will have those available. As we spoke earlier, mm-hmm. The Zodiacs are up. The Mother's Day shirts are up.
ShopUrbanX.com.
ShopUrbanX.com. Welcome back, my man Derek Bell.
Yes, for Gorilla Prince.
Gorilla Prince Athletics, him and Kim.
Yes, they got the summer program coming up. And yes. It's intense. I'm a graduate of that program.
Absolutely.
It is intense.
It's an intense program.
Boy, but you'll come back.
And see, what parents need to understand now, it's not just how good your child can play ball. They got to be training when other kids are not training. And they have to because, you know what I'm saying, the pickings are small mm-hmm. now. And so the consultant program is also about getting your kids into these boarding schools, mm-hmm. which automatically prepare them for the next, which is college. And so being at a boarding school is sort of like college for high school, and it preps you. And so Derek has, you know, pathways connections to line your child up. And so if you in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area in particular.
And he's got receipts. His son right now. I just watched Skylab practice in University of Wisconsin. He's catching touchdowns in practice. New quarterback, he getting lined up early.
Old rookie, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah, he's getting lined up already.
Do big things this year and a couple other. And I know Derek is going to school to become a sports mm-hmm. agent, so to speak. And so there are going to be many facets in which he can help, you know, I remember he was training Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Tom Brady's wife at the time, among other people. So New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, stand up. If you're in those areas, I advise you to get in touch with Derek Bell and Gorilla Prince Athletics and Consultant.
Yes. And Chanel, of course.
You already know Chanel is our resident spiritualist. And when we do the after show on Monday, maybe we'll bring her in and she can kind of tell me what's going on with this Mercury retrograde and mm-hmm. this eclipse.
Or we could do just a full-on interview with her.
We can do that,
for
too.
For the members as well.
Yeah. We can do that as well. Yes, I like it.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yeah, people was talking about Jonathan Majors. He lost some roles. He was supposed to be Otis Redding in a new movie.
Ooh, that'd have been tough.
And there's talks that he might get replaced in Avengers and the MCU.
I heard about
Me
that.
Me and Eli got to talk about that tomorrow, man.
Yeah, Eli definitely got to talk about that because I heard about that.
I would
and I'm
be
saying
pissed.
For that not to be something substantial, not to harp on it, that's interesting that what they're doing. So was it a part of something bigger?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then like with anything, once like one person does it, like it's always a domino effect. We saw the thing with Kanye. Like once one person gets on their high horse, we're not working with them.
Yeah, they all monkey see, monkey do.
They all follow suit, and then it just looks worse. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, all right, let's talk about Alec Baldwin. So, his charges, remember, he got charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for killing that producer on the set of his movie, Rust. They were rehearsing a scene. There was a live round in the gun, and she died. But
yes,
his charges were dropped today.
I guess I can clap for that. But somebody died.
Exactly.
But me and Mama Dot was having this conversation. It doesn't matter if it was intentional. And see, when we speak about charges being filed, if I have a gun on me and it accidentally goes off and somebody dies, I'm going to get charged for that in some capacity. Maybe not first degree murder or manslaughter. It's going to be negligent something. And so for him to beat those charges, how much did he have to pay? Who did he have to, what rituals or people did he know? Because the last I heard, he was going to be charged.
I remember because like when he got actually charged, people were saying, yo, I saw the evidence or I saw it, and he knew that, you know, what he was doing was negligent. Like he knew, like he should be responsible.
I'm not sure about that unless a part of the whole ritual was to kill somebody on the set to bring, you know, a certain energy to this movie. I'm not even sure about that. If that was the case, then he definitely needs to be charged. But, you know, just giving him the benefit of doubt that he didn't know, you know, but there's somebody died. So there is some negligence somewhere that not just a monetary gain. Somebody got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Somebody got to go to jail. So for him to beat those charges.
Yeah, somebody said if it was Will Smith, the charges wouldn't be dropped. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? So, like, Candace Owens was upset that these charges were dropped.
Okay.
Right? But, I never, it was a lot of, like, Republicans. Like, it was weird. And you never just know what side of the fence they fall on with these kind of cases. If they make it racy or if they make it about gender or if they make it about gun control, if they make like you
right there, because there's so many avenues.
So many avenues to take. And when it comes to like politics and these political correspondents and these political pundits, I just don't know where they fall anymore. Like everybody's just everywhere.
Like Jay Nightmare just said, in a parallel universe, he was charged. Got the bomb there.
All I know is that on-set armorer should be held responsible. That's a fact. No one but the armorer handles guns until the talent needs it. That's what I thought too.
Right.
Like, how did a live round get in this gun?
How did a live round get in Jason Lee's the gun that killed Jason Lee?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bruce Lee's son.
Lee's son is who I'm talking about. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what I'm saying? So did that lend to? Because the Lee family is a part of the 13 Illuminati families.
Allegedly.
Okay. They changed their name from L.I. to L.E.E. to make it more Hollywood. But his name is L.I. And from what I understand, that's a part of one of
It's Brandon Lee. You said Jason Lee?
Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee. One of them is an artist. Whatever.
Jason Lee is the...
You know I'm always screwing names up over here. Right? So Brandon Lee. And so was this the ongoing curse that we will take out your children the same way we basically took you out when you start giving up the secrets of the science of, you know, martial arts and things of that nature. So, you know, that's what that was about. Not too sure what this here is about. You know?
Yeah. What's the name? That guy, the geometry guy.
Oh, she was doing a documentary, right? She was doing a documentary on Hillary Clinton. So they say, or either it was the pedo stuff.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, she was doing a documentary.
I remember hearing that.
She was a part of that team. So that would make sense.
Yes, I definitely remember hearing that. You're right.
We don't even mention girlfriend's name on this show. We scared her. Right? Her reach is bonkers.
Her wet work is crazy.
Her wet work is real wet.
Yeah.
Pause. You know what I mean? So that's what makes sense. That actress who died, who didn't die, who popped out of the damn body bag. What was her name?
Oh, yeah.
They was rolling her in, and she popped up like, I ain't dead.
Yeah,
and then, said, no, you are dead.
Yeah, and then
and
she
pushed
died.
Her back in and pushed her in the thing.
Yeah.
And they try to say she had a knee-jerk reaction. Yeah. Side note, did you see them get ready to drop that frog in that hot grease? It was killed already. Mm-mm. And the frog legs started moving like, no. Oh, what the fuck? Yo, I feel that heat. Mm-mm. You didn't see that? Mm-mm. You don't watch TikTok enough, huh?
I don't, man. You know, but I told you, I watch YouTube Shorts. Shorts get me. Yeah.
Yeah, very similar.
They definitely get me. I be going down a rabbit hole.
This frog had no head.
Yeah.
And was already skinned or whatever. It looked like a frog or something. And they was going to drop it in hot grease.
I didn't see them.
And the frog was like, yo, what the hell is going on
Somebody
here?
Somebody said, don't mention the pizza maker. We will not mention the pizza maker.
Oh, no, we will definitely not mention
absolutely
pizza
not.
Maker. You know what I mean? Yeah, see, somebody said that video was crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it goes to show you that the essence of these animals that you're eating, you know, because they die in shock, that shock never leaves that area. Mm. So be careful. That's why I only eat Popeye's biscuits now, baby.
I got showers.
Rub them down. That's my new diet now. No, I don't even get, don't give me the chicken no more because they're hitting that with the RNA and all that. Yeah, y'all saw the frog video on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah.
Just speaking
TikTok,
of
that, I like that.
Speaking of, that's funny. Speaking of crazy stuff. So, DeMar Hamlin, remember the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field a couple months ago? He has been medically cleared to play again.
I don't agree with that decision.
And he said he's going to go for it. Like
Here's the thing. If you escape death like that, you need to find Jesus.
Yeah,
needs to become a reverend.
Yeah, I literally told my friends, I'd become a motivational speaker
I'd be a motivational speaker.
I'd write a book.
Thank God.
Flatlined on the field. I don't know.
Yeah, I flatlined and God came to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hovered over me and said, your new mission from this point is to come out and inspire people.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, and make a killing.
Yeah, he's bugging.
Pause. You know, so, you know, and for you to get back on the field like that.
And somebody said, that's not him. Yeah, yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, then now we, see, that's for the new private shows that we do. We can go all in on all conspiracy all the time. You know what I mean? But for the sake of, you know.
But yeah, I think I would be too apprehensive on the field.
Very.
Even though, right? So they said, what happened to him was like a one.
It's an outlier. It was
a one in a million chance thing.
Because
that could
it
happen.
Was all by design. But watch this. I watched Roy Jones get knocked out for the first time ever.
Yeah.
He was not the same.
Anyway, he just kept getting knocked out.
He just kept getting knocked. He was, because before he used to be, you know, hands down and boom, boom. I saw him after he got knocked out. He was like, Yeah, he got real scared and apprehended. You can't play football like that.
Yeah, at
you
all.
You definitely can't box like that. And so as a result of that, he needs to start a ministry.
Yeah.
You know.
You need to get Eric Thomas, man.
Yeah, get your Eric Thomas on your ET on. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, I'd have been called that one.
Yeah.
Well, another young player passed away. 31 years old.
31 years old for the Cleveland Browns.
And he was playing XFL.
Okay.
More recently.
Okay.
And he passed away. What?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing.
We're still not getting any results on what that was. You know what I mean? Somebody said $5 for conspiracies, family. Sign up now. That's what I'm talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly, man.
All conspiracy all the time. $5. Yeah, so shout out to him and his family. Condolences. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, young, 31 years old. Side note, what's the deal with Jamie Foxx, man?
I don't know. Still not getting any straight answers.
I'm not getting any straight answers. Some people are saying, all rumored, it could be worse than we thought it was.
They got a body double playing him right now on a movie set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, doing all of the B scenes?
I guess so.
Just to probably keep...
I saw pictures and I had to double take, like, oh, what? Oh, wow.
But you know they got body... Well, save that. But they got body doubles for everybody now. So they could pull that movie off, you know, per se, without him. We're wishing him well.
Yeah.
But I'm getting conflicting reports on how serious the situation is. And he's also involved in that case with Prize, that big international.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people don't know. We're going to talk about that on next week's exclusive podcast. We're going to delve deep into Prize.
I'll put that on the list.
What's his name? Capriato. Leonardo Caprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is involved with that, a few other people, because it's something about foreign aid. You know what I'm saying? So when you receive foreign aid in these capacities, it's illegal to do so. And so Jamie Foxx is allegedly involved with that, among other people. So we want to keep our eyes, you know, on that. Okay. 420 is my grandmother's Earth Day. Is grandma getting high? I mean, what's the deal? Well, I want to. It's my birthday, man. And don't make it too strong with all that, you know, pineapple stuff. It's, you know, happy birthday to grandma.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to grandma. Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds.
Side note.
Urban X.
Somebody said Hamlin need that NFL pension, though, and I get it.
Oh, okay.
But there's a player for the Los Angeles Dodgers, a black guy, who used to play with them. I don't know his name. People in the chat may know his name.
I'm going to get it.
And once he stopped playing because of mental illness, they signed him to the team every year so he can keep his medical.
Andrew Tolles. He hasn't played since 2018.
So shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers for allowing him to keep his insurance and he can get the help he needs. And those are the stories we don't hear a lot about.
Yeah, he has schizophrenia.
At the time, he was schizophrenia. And so I shout out to the Dodgers for doing an honorable thing like that, because they don't have to do that.
Yes. So I don't know if you guys have been like paying attention, but ever since this Joseph Yaws case, I'm seeing a lot more stories of people opening the wrong door, getting shot, going on the wrong person's driveway, getting shot.
Yes.
Like, it's just happening. And remember, like, the first train derailment that happened, we just started hearing about all these train derailments.
Yeah.
Now, it's just, like, this happened, and you're starting to hear, like, way more similar cases.
Yeah, yeah. Like, recently, there was a white woman.
Yes, in New York.
Pulled in somebody's driveway. Yeah. And she was shot. Was she killed?
She was killed. So, all of the conservative spaces now are talking about, well, he didn't even get killed. Y'all only care about him because he's black. Y'all trying to make it a race thing. She died. Why is nobody marching for this?
Right.
So that's what's happening right now. Two cheerleaders.
Got one shot. Of them opened the wrong door to an Essay's car. And, well, I saw his name. He's an Essay.
You saw the tattoo.
Yeah, I saw the tattoo, Essay. And he shot her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And she's in critical. And the other friend was shot, too. And so we were hearing some things about that.
Yeah, so that's, it's, somebody said the algorithm. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, the algorithm, like when you're shopping for something, you notice you start seeing the same thing. So I guess when you inquire in certain stories, now they're bunching these stories up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, there is a lot happening on Twitter, right? So today was the last day, I guess, for legacy verified accounts.
So they took away blue stripes.
Yeah, they took away a lot of people's blue checks. They took away Elmo's blue check.
Elmo?
Elmo, man.
Elmo.
Elmo, bro.
Come on,
Seen it. A lot of people's blue checks.
Come on, man.
And then there's a lot of people who are saying, like, I'm not paying the five. I'm not paying the five.
It's $5?
No, it's $8, but you don't get the reference?
No, I don't get the reference.
Well, Martin, like, we ain't want to pay the rent increase.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm slow.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not paying the five.
Not paying the five. But yeah, so a lot of people's accounts, I mean, you know, verified things got taken away. So a lot of people are upset about that. A lot of people saying, like, Elon Musk is purposely ruining Twitter. As a result of just moves like this. He also did something interesting as well. So prior to him getting on Twitter, it was not illegal, but it was like prohibited on Twitter to dead name a trans person. Now, a trans person is like, if your name is Dwayne and you transition, now your name is Danielle, but I call you Dwayne, that is dead naming you because that name is dead to you.
Oh, I did not know that.
Now, they're saying that it's not prohibited because they're stating a biological fact that is your name.
Ooh.
People was getting their whole accounts, like, wiped for that.
Wow.
I think, who was it, like, recently?
Well, teachers can get fired for that.
Yeah.
I am so and so.
Yeah, and you better yeah. Me
as yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people, it was somebody recently who like that was like the last straw and got them like cut off of Twitter because like they quote unquote didn't. I think it was Jordan Peterson. It was Jordan Peterson, but I think he's back. But it was him because he named somebody and it's like, oh, you dead named that person, so you're transphobic. So,
oh my God.
But Elon Musk got that back, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Speaking of trans,
what happened?
Let's transition into a story about transgender villain. There's a new bill.
Okay. I was slow. My
Are
fault.
You slow?
I missed that one. That was, I bricked the layup. He had it. He gave it to me.
Get hit you with the
on the fast break. And then just like, wait, what?
You got confused. Should I dunk it? Should I lay it?
Yeah.
You see, you get them.
Yeah, I got caught at the rim.
Yeah.
But so there's a new bill passed, and they're saying that trans athletes cannot compete in women funded sports.
I like it.
I like that.
Because and this is not an attack on trans women, but it's not fair that you are a woman with man's physique, skills, power, agility,
strength.
Mindset, yeah. Strength, endurance, nuts, and you're beating on this little girl whose dream was to be a wrestler or, you know what I mean, a female boxer. To represent her aspect of the sport, and you just took it over because you was number 470 in the men's, and you decided to become a woman. I said I wasn't gonna do it, but I gotta do it. No need to talk about my transition into a woman.
Yo. Yo.
So it's not fair for you to get out there and beat these women half to death. You know?
Even you don't realize like, and I don't know if women realize this, but like there are women, like women's rights are disappearing because women are advocating for trans rights.
They don't even see the whole suicide.
Yeah, it is crazy.
They're killing themselves by wanting to join in something that's watching it. Your ship is sinking. You know what I mean? Because there's niggas on the ship.
Yeah.
Sinking the ship. And you don't see it until it's too late.
They named Caitlyn Jenner Woman of the Year that year. Bro.
They named Caitlyn Jenner Woman of the Year, and you women stood up and applauded this craziness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on, man. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. Won't do it. Nope. And so, you know, so I think that's fair. They should put all of the transgenders. Give them their own league.
Mm-hmm.
The trans BA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Trans. You know? The trans WF or something. You know? Give them their own shit. Now, it gets complicated there too. Because now, do you put the men who want to be women.
Oh, facts.
Against
yeah.
the women. Who want to be men.
Yeah, man, the T's got problems.
Like, this shit is getting...
the T's got
this
issues.
This shit's
got
to have subdivision, and this division, and that division. And this
Post-op, pre-op.
Those with a nut sack and move over that side.
That's too much, man.
It's just too much, man. It just gets confusing. But if it's a sport you want to participate in, but you should be up against those... with the same challenges.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That swimmer.
Yo, that was so foul.
Who was number 325 in the men's.
No, there was a trans
and
activist.
This nigga was winning.
Yeah. There was
beating the women by 3 laps, just like, and getting out the pool with like pride. And people was like,
yeah.
That's a new world record. And them chicks was in the water like,
yo,
not there. But you asked for this.
Yeah, I saw a story. I don't know how true this is. But let me see if I can find it for you guys.
Yeah, just saying.
There's a story about. Okay, here we go. It's a university in Ohio. Is a 37-year-old trans woman who wants to be who is requesting to live in a sorority house now. There are a lot of girls who are against this, but they're afraid to speak out because they don't want to be looked at as transphobic. mm-hmm. as a result of this. Mm-hmm. But this is what happens when you open Pandora's box.
Absolutely.
Like, this is a woman now. She's in your sorority. She's back in school. She's back in college. In your sorority, she wants to live with you.
Yeah, that'd be... I mean, what are the protocols for me to become a trans woman?
Oh, like,
I
mean, man.
Because I ain't getting an operation, but can I tie my shit like...
You don't even got to do that.
Way back, I be in the dorm and shit with the ladies. Hey, look, ladies, we're going to have a meeting. You know what I'm saying? How are we going to do this? What three ladies is rooming with me? I want to take Karen and give me her. We'll make a team in here and shit, you know. How's that going
to
work?
Yes, Sandra said they need to speak out. I agree, man.
Somebody needs... See, now it's weird because Brave is going against that. It used to be you want to be status quo. Now you just got to... You know what? One woman just got to say, no, I can't take this shit.
Anymore. Yeah.
You cannot come in here. No.
Yeah.
Create a trans dorm or something, you know.
See?
They call it Trans 2K. Yeah, Trans 2K. I love it.
That look crazy.
Yeah. God damn it. I mean, you know, so that's all I'm saying. And then there's another trans law that came out that's in Florida. They're trying to pass a bill that if you, that's not a trans bill. That's if you violate a child.
Yeah, you could be eligible for the death penalty.
I like it.
So here's the thing.
I like it.
Here's the thing.
Death.
So if you violate a child, like, you know, but at the same time, which I agree with. I agree with that. Ruling. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they have some of the strictest abortion laws. So if you get, like, to have an abortion from rape, you have to, like, prove it. You have to, like, it's weird.
It's weird.
So you do that on one end, but on this end, it's hard if somebody gets raped. Like, you want them to carry that child. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is weird. I agree.
That
makes it look like it's supposed to be across the board.
Right.
If you're going to be dealing with what's right and what's morally
good. Right. Right.
You can't have a woman. But again, this is how deep this goes. We have been impregnated with white supremacy. And we've been carrying the baby of white supremacy. For 20 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
So they forced us. Carry the baby of white supremacy inside of our cosmic spiritual womb. And as a result, we got to look at our, you know, abusers shit right in our face. And then we giving birth to these children who love white people. And yeah. That's the way that shit goes.
Oh, my God. What was I going to say?
That's some sick shit.
You need to get it together.
You're all over the place today.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Yo, but that'd be the confusing thing about just politics, because on one end you hear that about Florida, you go, facts, they're doing it right. And then you hear like the other parties like,
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about the Yarl case, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, when the notable black activists, when they get behind it, they're absolutely right, right? This is racist. This mm-hmm. is, you know, racism. Absolutely right. But then you understand that these people within our community are not, they super grifters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know who they are. We know the names.
Yeah,
you go, I hate y'all, but you're right. But then prior to this happening, when you're listening to these conservative dudes, when they're going in about Ukraine, about Biden, about the jab, about these things, you go, yo, I agree with you. I rock with you. Yo, he's right. Like, he's right. But then when they turn their attention to a situation like the Yarl case and they make it like it wasn't racism, and they make it look like, you know, and they start talking about
they all
black
undercover.
People like animals, you go, yo.
They all undercover racists.
Everybody.
They are. They all undercover racists. You just got to hit the right button or the right scenario of a situation for them to leak it out. Sometimes
Bro.
It leaks out. And then you go, wow, that's how you felt all the time.
Yes.
Even though you
like, they can't help it.
In my favor.
Yo, they can't help it.
Yes, because sometimes there are subjects, Malcolm, that we could, white or black, we just generally agree
mm-hmm.
on. And so, therefore, you may let your guard down thinking, well, maybe they're not as racist. And then something will happen, and you'll know exactly where they stand. Right? And so that's how it is. It only takes the right scenario to bring out the racism and 95% of these individuals.
It's crazy. Like, and it's exhausting trying to, like, it's a line you have to walk to, like, who you're going to listen to, you know, at these, when it comes to these topics.
No, but I just go about, I'm just looking for the truth.
Yeah.
So I have no problem accepting truth from a white person if it's the absolute truth. That means it's unbiased. It's not steered one way or the other. It's just truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get caught and listen to black people, and we got so much trauma and baggage, and we impregnate it with white supremacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Instead of 9 months, it's been 400
years. Can you imagine holding a baby?
Nah.
For that long. Right? So, but truth is truth.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the new religion.
Yeah.
It's going to be just the truth, my son.
Yeah.
Whoever is delivering it, it is what it is. Black, white, Chinese, it really doesn't matter. But we haven't really escalated to that point yet. Somebody said, I'm smoking that Bobby Hemmings strain. Tonight they said, that's that Bobby Hemmings strain. Pass that shit. Pass that shit.
Somebody said, Joe Rogan, the same case.
Okay. Same case.
You think so?
Perfect example.
Okay.
Perfect, because he looked like he ready to say nigga every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Example.
Okay. Okay.
But
that's
he delivers. He delivers a lot of good information.
Okay.
He has a lot of black guests on, but and we even have some tapes of him saying nigga once or twice. So you know, in how he said it may be taken out of context, but he's one that I always go.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because I don't know if you guys have seen those clips of like the riots in Chicago with the young. Like the teens, and they're just out there bugging.
They're
like, did you
there.
See that video of them beating up that white lady in front of her door?
No, what they called her nigga?
No, I didn't see. Oh, okay. I didn't see the. Okay. I didn't see. But it looked crazy. Like it did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even to me, I was like, ah, oh, y'all are bugging, y'all are wilding. And then now they look. Ah, oh, you look at these animals, and I just ah, oh, that animal word.
Yeah,
you
used that word.
You felt that a little.
You put a little extra emphasis.
Yes.
On that.
Yes.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So yeah, you're right.
So we need to go to a break.
Yes, quick commercial break.
Can we get these likes up? Bro, we out here performing. You know what I mean? We out here trying to give it to y'all the best we can. Pause, and you know, show some love and respect for that. Appreciate it.
Yes, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Peace.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
Oh, we're back. We are back.
We are back.
In the mix.
What's good?
We thank you for being here with us.
Yes.
We thank you for your continued support, and we thank you for what we drop, what we teach, what we believe in.
And we appreciate you for appreciating our sense of humor.
Yes.
As well.
I mean, one thing we do here, we go in on each other.
And we laugh.
And so
we laugh first, then ask questions.
Yeah. And it's different if we were just making fun of other people. I think we make fun of ourselves more than anything else. And so with that being said, nobody is off limits to what it is we do and how we give it up.
Everybody gets it.
Shit, my son is disabled. His ass be getting it. You let a string of jokes come up, it just is what it is.
Heard.
So that's what we do here. We appreciate your continued support. Let's get some questions going.
Yes, let's get some questions. While you guys are getting questions ready, I have an Urban Excellence Story of the Week.
Urban Excellence Story of the Week. Where have you been, Urban Excellence Story?
Yes, Urban Excellence Story of the Week. This is where we highlight amazing stories within our community, big or small. They just have to be by us, for us, you know, from us.
Yes, a great moving story of some sort.
Yes, so today's Urban Excellence Story goes out to Fareem Muhammad out of San Diego, California. He gifted his son 40 acres of land for his 13th birthday.
Ouch! 40 acres of land.
40 acres of land.
Man, that's 40 acres and a mule, basically.
Yes, he is trying to teach him the importance of land ownership and generational wealth as a result. We were definitely talking earlier about just how We don't learn how to farm anymore. We don't learn how to actually survive on our hunt and do things on our own anymore. And this is something that this father is doing to his 13-year-old son when he is passing down land ownership, which is the true wealth, right?
Yes,
passing
yes.
that down. But to maintain that land, to, you know, upkeep it, to, you know,
cultivate
it, he will have to either learn how to develop on it or, you know, farm with it to create something from that land. I think that is an amazing lesson to pass down. I think it also teaches us that we do need to think about what we are passing down to our children,
yes.
to these next generations, so they can build on their own. He has given his son an amazing, amazing head start. And I thought this was an amazing story. Muhammad, the father, he is a co-founder of a real estate investment firm. So he's actually teaching, passing what he, you know, the skills he's acquired.
Yes.
And he's passing along in an amazing way. So super proud. I think that is an amazing gift. I think we can all learn something from that. Even though it's not 13 acres or 40 acres you can give to your kid, but you can pass down some skills, some expertise.
There are more than ways to pass that stuff down. Now, the fact that he's passing it down at 13, what he did was he just transferred responsibility to his son, but the dad will oversee mm-hmm. and teach him. So now the son has a different purpose.
Yes.
While I've just inherited this land, now I'm only 13, I may not know it, but if I pay attention to my dad's steps by the time I turn 16, 17, 18, you know what I mean? Now I'm understanding wealth and ownership and can do whatever I want. So when you give a young man purpose at that age mm-hmm. or a young woman purpose at that age, and you're still there to facilitate, oversee, guide, and teach, it creates a bond between father and son that will be last forever.
Yes.
And so now this 13-year-old who doesn't have children on his own will begin to say, how do I keep this and maintain? And then at 13, I want to pass it to my mm-hmm. son.
He's already thinking creatively. He said, I could build a zip line here. I could build ATV courses. He's already thinking yes. creatively at what he can do for this. And that is something that you just always want to cultivate in your children. And I'm
yes,
proud. So
I am proud of him too.
So Fareed Muhammad, we appreciate you. We're proud of you for that big move and your son. I'm excited for you and keep being excellent.
Keep being excellent. And we will check up on you in the future.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Shout out to we received some little cash here. X Malcolm.
All right, thank you.
Love from Nigeria. Get that check, FBA. And then Melanie C, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the continued. Marcus, did you say you went to SUNY or Westbury?
Yeah.
That's what somebody's asking.
Yeah, I went to SUNY or West.
Yeah.
Graduated in 2015. And so Odyssey, I went from 2012 to 2015 because I transferred.
And Odyssey graduates
next month.
Yep, exactly. Next month. So it's going to be crazy. Dot, do you pray? And if so, who do you, and in what name? I don't pray in that sense. I call on my ancestors all the time. And so I use their names because the name, that's the name that they remember from this realm. And so that's how we used to tune in. Now, their names on other realms could be so much more because Dwayne is not my name. It's the name I chose to, you know, work with here. And so those are the ancestors that I pray to. Some people, you can pray. If you meditate, you're speaking, you know what I'm saying, to your ancestors in another way, another form of doing so. Some people choose to pray and ask. Some people turn to affirm about what it is that they want. And so I respect it all. You know what I'm saying? But I don't pray in anybody's name but the name of my ancestors because for me, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt
they exist.
That they existed here. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that I exist is because, you know what I'm saying? Everything else is up for debate on, you know, who did this and that. Now, I don't want to get into all of that. So I try to stay with what it is that I know.
That's the same way I explain it to people for me as well.
Yeah.
Yes, and real quick, if you have an Urban Excellence story that, you know, you personally have, you want us to share your story or somebody's story that you know, or you come across a dope story, send it over at info@urbanx.nyc.
Yeah, the lemonade stand.
We've talked about, we've shouted out people's slime businesses, yes, their kids' slime businesses.
We've shouted out a lot of stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So,
just trying to let you know that we see it all.
Yes, and we want to highlight it all. It. And if you want, to read about some more stories in depth.
You know you can get a book. There's a book
out. There's a book out called Urban Excellence, Unveiling Extraordinary Stories by Everyday People. It's available on Amazon or shopurbanx.com.
Yeah, you can get that
written
book.
By yours truly.
Written by yours truly.
And I'm working on part two.
I heard through the grapevine.
Working on part two.
I heard through the grapevine.
First time I wrote my book, I did it in secret. I didn't tell nobody. I was working on it because I was like, I don't want to jinx it. But I'm trying something different this time. I'm telling everybody I'm working on part two.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's get it done.
All right. So, Ax, let's get some more questions.
Let's get us some questions.
Somebody asked,
did y'all watch the J.R. Smith special on Prime? No, I didn't, but it's going to be on my list of things to watch.
Yeah.
About him going back to school?
Yeah. Yeah. And golfing.
Golfing and things of that nature.
All right. I saw a question about something else. It must have got deleted. What are your thoughts? There were $100 million worth of gold stolen from Canada's largest airport. I didn't hear about that.
Largest airport. I wasn't sure if that was a real story or not. But I did hear about that heist. And so I just needed a few more details about it. Rapper Glorilla is being sued for sampling and stealing their song for the hit song Tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's trash.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, should a man ever get joint custody for the children from the baby mama that is covered financially by the father but treats him like a dog? That's a Hulk question.
That is a Hulk question. That is, listen.
When you write a book, Malcolm, how are the residuals?
Depends on how much you promote your book.
Yeah, basically.
But if you self-publish, so it depends. If you are traditionally published, you get an advance from that thing. So you have to make all of that money back. It depends on how much money they give you. You have to make all of that money back before you make a residual dollar. Now, if you self-publish, it's more expensive for you up front to get everything, edited, your cover, get everything printed, but you stand to make more per sale, even if you go through Amazon or you go through your own website.
And now with print on demand, you don't have to stock 5,000, 10,000 books.
Right.
But your book is always available. So that means when you transition, whenever that time may be, your book is still in print. And whatever modems and mediums that come about in the future, your grandchildren and so forth and so on, you can pass that down. And so there's always an opportunity for it to be big, even if you didn't see the bigness in it at the time or the great potential in it. So there are a lot of new options available for writers.
100%. Is Dylan Brooks a new bad? Dylan Brooks is playing a heel in the WWE. He is playing a character,
yes,
and a bad one at that. Like, I don't believe you.
Right, right. You score 12 points a game.
Yeah, I don't believe you. You
even a 40-year-old LeBron going to give you 35 a night.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be. But from a bad boy's perspective, that's what he's supposed to say.
Yeah.
I don't respect him. Because if you show any fearness or like you're afraid or you admire LeBron, he will eat you alive. Because Jordan used to do it all the time. People were enamored just by being on the court until Allen Iverson said, what? Whatever. Pop, pop. Oh, you didn't see it? I'm going to show it to you again. Phil Jackson on the sideline. Get him, Mike. And he showed it to him again and crossed him and busted his ass. He said Mike never looked at him again for the rest of that game. And see, that set the tone from there. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And he loved Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, just watching him, I secretly was watching him. And he looked like he was glowing.
Yeah.
He was saying, so I get it. But when we in them lines, there is no respect. So I have much respect for that concept. But now, my mother used to say, don't write no checks your ass can't cash.
Yeah.
Now let's see where he goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah, I actually think they play better without Ja Morant.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Because Tyus Jones is a more solid
player. I think they do too.
The ball moves better, so,
Somebody LeBron ain't built like, oh, yeah, crazy. Oh, God.
Yeah, I've never seen LeBron get punched in the face. How about that?
Yeah, y'all crazy.
I've seen Jordan get punched in the face about 5 times.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller two-pieced him. Chris Childs two-pieced him. Xavier McDaniels threw his ass in a chokehold, you know what I'm saying, among other people who smacked him. So, whatever.
Grow with the flow. Somebody said, Urban X Fam, this is the third time I've seen a woman saying something about not being acknowledged, humbly asking, what's up? What woman are you talking
about?
Yeah,
what woman are you talking about?
We say a lot of questions. Do you see the chat?
Right. So I don't understand.
Let us know, because we saw people arguing about our trans thing.
And we're not going to address that
at all.
We don't have to address that.
And it was funny.
It was funny. We up here just telling jokes.
Yeah.
And if you're that sensitive, then this is just not the place for you. We didn't get into no serious, in-depth conversation as if you're the only people that we can't joke about, and we can joke about everything else. And we joke about everything up here. If you watch our show, we joke about everything and everybody. And nobody is off limits. So we're going to keep it that way. And so if you come into our midst, understand that handicapped people, fat people, white people, Chinese people, I do the worst impersonations on every race. And I do it in real time. So don't come up here telling me that you and your emotions because we said something about trans people. I don't give a fuck about trans people. How about that? I take that to the bank. Let's move on.
Next question. And thank you for the super chat, King Diaz. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody said, y'all don't joke about the Clintons. We joke about them. We joke about not joking about them.
Yeah, we joke about not joking about them. There's an exception to every rule. I ain't gonna say Candyman 3 times. I ain't gonna mention it.
In fact, they kill people.
Yeah.
More questions. More questions, guys, before we get up out of here. No after show. Only on Mondays.
And we're gonna unleash the opening screen so you can come on the screen and voice your opinion about things.
Yeah, talk to us about how we hate women.
Yeah, and all that craziness.
Tell
and
us.
Stuff. Yeah.
Did you see the video of Joe Biden when he was a senator in the 80s saying that China and Russia would never come together? He laughed it off. Yeah, I do remember that. I did see that. I did see that clip.
I didn't see that.
Boy. Oh my God. You know what's crazy? Like, I keep seeing clips of him just looking old and senile, like not knowing where he is. But the way, like, you know how, like, in the playoffs and, like, football and basketball is, like, matchups, right? So I think DeSantis would smoke Biden.
Yes.
I think he would smoke Gavin Newsom as well.
Okay.
I just don't think DeSantis would beat Trump. And I don't know if Trump beats Biden because I just think they would kind of make it to where he just doesn't win that.
Okay, based on the last election or...
Just based on the last, I just don't see it.
No, I agree.
And
so
I feel like,
and
I feel like there are a lot of what they call like legacy GOP people, you know, conservative Republicans who don't like Trump and they're trying to move on.
Gotcha.
And I think they'll try to sabotage him before he gets back.
Yeah, so he'll be up against a lot.
Yeah, it's just like it's just matchups at this point. I don't know. Just me.
Yep.
Just me.
Somebody said I'm enjoying the nerd talk.
Thank y'all, man. Me and Eli like doing it.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you haven't made... That is not me on the intro, man. That is not me.
That is Malcolm on the intro. He just didn't want to tell you. He wanted to keep it low because his skills... He's been working on his rhyme skills.
Not
and
me.
Before he debuts his album.
So my RFK... Robert Kennedy, he's running. Yo, did y'all peep him say that his... I think his son-in-law, his daughter-in-law is an ex-CIA operative. She is working in his campaign.
Who?
Robert Kennedy Jr. Ooh. Yeah. And he got some more like ex-CIA ties in there as well. Like it's
yeah, well, his family's well connected.
Yeah, he's a Kennedy.
He's a Kennedy. Even if you think he's not, you know, on that level. Question, did y'all hear about $1 trillion withdrawal from all the banks so far by customers?
No, I didn't.
No, but once that panic kicks in and people start...
Yeah, if it's a bank runs on like, you know...
It'll be a wrap.
It's over.
It'll be a wrap, yeah.
Somebody said DeSantis doesn't understand the snowball chance. He's better than Ted Cruz. Come on.
Yeah, he's definitely better than Ted
Cruz. He's better than Ted Cruz. And
with no horse in the race. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be voting, but just watching it, the optics of it all, I'd say, yeah.
No, I don't know about
that. Somebody said, Malcolm, when you dropping that mixtape?
No, never.
The intro bars is crazy.
What else, guys? Grow with the flow. We hear you. Thank you. We appreciate your support. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. People in Florida, y'all know. Bowser family, thank you. We appreciate you.
We appreciate all the love.
And for the people who are listening, we're taking questions. That's why you don't hear any.
Doc, did you see the UFO they declassified? Is that the one where they was on the plane and it...
That one that flew past, that looked crazy.
That did look crazy.
That looked crazy.
You know what I mean? And again,
that was clear.
Not to suggest that it's alien based or extraterrestrial, but it is a unidentified flying object of some sort. And if you don't think your government has all of that and then some, then you are definitely in the Flintstone age. Based on the technology that they have available and stuff.
Did y'all see that that high school wrestler punched that kid in the face?
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was crazy.
I would be going to jail.
Yeah.
Because I would have jumped over the ropes or came out of the bleachers, and I would have walked up to that kid and clocked the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Like, be like, all right, now where your dad at? I'm going to clock him, and we going to all go to jail.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what's that dude, John
Leguizamo
talking about
I didn't hear that.
Latinos Built America?
I didn't hear it.
He has a special coming out called Latinos Built America or something to that effect.
Because he was mad about no Latinos in the Mario movie because he played Mario in the 90s in that terrible, terrible, god-awful movie. So he was mad.
And he should have a role in this one.
Yeah.
But he's also using that to segue into his documentary. Yeah. And so it's all, you know.
Chris Childs hit Kobe. He did.
Oh,
Right. That's right. He did.
He clocked Kobe.
That's who it was.
Kobe, Jordan, same shit.
Did you see the substitute teacher?
Thank you for the clarification.
We did. We were just talking about the substitute teacher, the fire ring the other day.
Oh, yeah. She put the beats on.
No. The fight ring. Remember, she was organizing
the fight ring. Oh, okay.
But that other fight with the teacher beat up that student.
She
put the beats on her.
She put the beats on her. She had to. She ain't had no choice. You know what I mean? You can't just be running up on people. Doc, did you catch the white lady spitting on the black lady on her birthday? And she put the beats on her.
She got the beats on her too,
Yeah. These white people better learn, man. You can't just be... And the trigger word is nigger. For some strange reason... I saw this chick in the supermarket. She was arguing with this black girl. Yeah. And she kept walking farther away from the black girl. And I said, okay, she don't want the smoke. And I said, white lady, you are in the clear.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving. Because I talked shit and kept walking.
Yeah,
motherfucker. And then she said the magic word. Nigga.
Yeah.
And it's like the supersonic hearing came in. And she, next thing you know, she was outside the supermarket. Just like pounding her out. And so you can't just be doing that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She pounded out on that.
He said,
"Are you guys going to see a Chevalier movie? What is that movie about again?
I don't know.
I think I saw the coming attractions to that.
I don't know
please,
what that movie is.
Mel P, like,
did you guys see the trailer for White Man Can't Jump reboot?" What's his name? White dude.
The white dude who I thought was
Black. Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow, yeah. That, did you see Snowfall for that? Now, I don't watch no Snowfall.
Oh, yeah. So I stopped watching after,
I don't
like,
watch any
season...
of the movies. I'm tired of drug movies.
It's a show. It's a good show.
You know, I'm... I'm still trying to get past the Doogie, Godfather of Harlem, and the finale of Wu-Tang. That's as much as I can digest. I can't.
Now, I heard the finale on Snowfall. Some people liked it. Some people didn't.
Because this 50 Cent's movie.
No. This is John Singleton's.
Okay. John Singleton, isn't he dead?
Yes, but it was a show he wrote.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay. Because I was about to say, if he's alive, and we're definitely in another universe.
No, and they paid homage to him in the show. Apparently,
got you.
So
if OJ not top five, why is if DJ not top five, why is OJ? I don't get the.
Are you talking like OJ Simpson? Yeah. I'm confused.
Are you talking OJ Simpson?
Malcolm is confused.
I'm confused.
Guys?
Yeah, that's going to be it.
Yeah, we know. Christopher Perkins. Did you hear Dr. Phil say if we give black people reparations, we would spend all the money in 6 months? Yeah, I did see that.
Phil, the white guy?
Yeah, who's not even a real doctor.
It's not a real doctor. But I've said similar.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to remove the emotion from it, you know what I mean? We're the biggest consumers on the planet. Now, that does not mean every single person, because there is a portion of us who understand finances now that would probably turn that over and it would lead to generational wealth. But we can't disassociate the 5% of us who know with the rest of 85% who are big on consumer. Just look on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
People are just spending money.
That's not for him to say. That's one of those things like you could like.
Right. I get it.
I can say that. You can't say that. Because Dave Chappelle did a whole skit on it.
They did a whole skit on it. So we understand our people more than anybody else. But it is not his position to say that.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
And cut the check.
And cut the damn check. Because I want to be able to get me a baby and cigarettes. And
a truck full of cigarettes.
Truck full of cigarettes too. Shit.
Snoop Dogg is jealous of Tupac. What's happening with Snoop Dogg and Tupac?
They revisiting this history of Tupac and his sabotage of, Snoop and his envy of Tupac and how he may have been involved with the situation with Tupac, which we know he was.
Hmm. Okay.
And so all of that kind of stuff is being revisited. And, you know, I'm so over all of this stuff until some arrests are made and concrete arrests in these situations.
Mm.
I'm tired of reliving the 30 years of Biggie Tupac.
Same.
I'm just tired of it.
Can we
move on?
I promise it seems like every time they talk to somebody, everybody has
a brand new story. Well, let me tell you that one time that nobody know this story.
Yeah.
Tupac really said this. And
like,
I'm tired of it. We keep Biggie living actually, behind us.
Biggie actually discovered 50 Cent. He was like, wait, how the hell?
Yeah,
everybody's math is off. I'm just like, how the hell is it all this possible?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
Yep.
It's annoying. But with that being said, guys.
We love you.
We love y'all. Don't forget to like,
we
share.
We respect you.
And subscribe. We respect everybody who respects us.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Okay. Don't forget to join the membership, UrbanX.nyc. It's $5 for the month and $50 for the entire year.
And this Saturday, unleash the first episode of Urban Exclusives, episode one, where we covered a lot.
And in that as well, if you have other topics you wanted to really delve deep into.
Right, that deep dives.
That deep dive, because like on those shows, we one or two topics.
It's only one or two topics.
It's not like this. It's not live either.
Right.
We're just talking. Like we just, you know, we have a topic and we're going into it. Let us know. Put it in the membership. Put it in the comment. DM us. Email us as well. ShopUrbanX.com for the Zodiac sign shirts.
Yes.
Mama's Day shirts.
Yes.
And we will see you guys on Monday.
Peace.